Thank you very much. I'm very excited to be here today. Again, my name is Lisa Eckel, and I'm a second year MPH student at San Diego State. And I am going to be completing my thesis, hopefully within the year, on a program evaluation. And this is kind of background research that I did at the Humane Society. Okay, I have no financial relationships to disclose. So just as a very brief introduction, Dr. Beck went over a lot of what I'm going to talk about in my introduction, but animals are a part of the U.S. culture. I don't think any of us can argue that pets are a part of family, they go on vacations, their birthdays are celebrated, they really are a part of the U.S. culture. But the question comes up with what role can they play and how can they contribute to the healthcare setting? And one way that that can be done is through pet-assisted therapy programs. So just some common terms that I'll be mentioning today and that are in the field. Pet-assisted therapy is what I'll be using today because that's the program that the San Diego Humane Society has. The rest of them, they're the common terms for the field, but I won't be using them today. And then SDHS, if you see that, that is the San Diego Humane Society. So the background, existing research, first paper published here in the U.S. in mental hygiene, 1944 by J.H.S. Bossard. It was a descriptive study talking about the effects of dogs in the family setting, how they affect children, what they do for families, and the positive effect. And he was met with a lot of people were happy with his paper, and they all wrote him letters, and he published another paper in mental hygiene in 1950 that kind of went over all the positive feedback that he got from his paper. And then in 1962, Boris Levinson published a paper on the dog as the co-therapist, and he kind of discovered that having his own personal dog in the room while he was doing psychotherapy encouraged his patients to talk more, and so he then published the paper. And again, animals in health, so in cardiovascular health, Dr. Beck also mentioned the Friedman study showing that animals, and then again in 1995, particularly dogs, were a factor in people being alive 1 year after being released from the hospital after having a heart attack. And then Serpell showed that people who adopted animals were less likely to have common cold symptoms 1 month after adopting than those who did not adopt. And then with blood pressure, Anderson showed in a large study in Australia that people who own pets have lower systolic blood pressure than those who do not, and that's after controlling for other factors. A little bit more existing research. So in long-term care, animals have been shown to increase social interaction among the clients that are living there, staying there, and between the staff and the clients. Also in hospitalized children, Kaminsky found that parents perceive their children as happier when they were participating in a pet play group versus a child play group. And then there are a lot of other studies. They are primarily descriptive, and so that's where, but again, the field is coming a long way in doing more scientific research. Humane societies with pet-assisted therapy programs, there are, in a survey in 1993, they found that out of 150 surveys that were, or humane societies that were surveyed, 46% of them in the U.S. had some sort of pet-assisted therapy program, and 66 in Canada had some sort of program. They primarily use dogs and cats, that was 94%, and then rabbits, they use about 28%. 28% of them use rabbits. So my purpose of today's presentation is to analyze the data that was collected at the San Diego Humane Society. And this Humane Society has a program that visits agencies throughout San Diego. And to better understand the current perceptions of the programs, and it's kind of a background research for me to do my future research with for my thesis. So the program that I evaluated, it's been around for a little over 30 years, and the Humane Society itself is the oldest nonprofit in San Diego, and it's been around for over 125 years. They take out, on the visits, it's a visitation program, which is a little bit misleading because pet therapy generally sounds like it's a goal-directed program, but it is just a visitation program. And they take out on a daily basis, they go out twice a day, they use dogs, which are volunteer-owned and have passed canine good citizen tests, or puppies under 6 months of age. And then they have live-in at the facility. They have guinea pigs, rabbits, and rats that are on kind of like a schedule where they don't go out too often, and they're checked out by the vet and everything. And they are in the program for about 6 months to a year, and then they're up for adoption. And then the visits last about an hour, and they're fairly unstructured. It depends on the agency that they're visiting. And when they go, they go out twice a day. So they take different animals twice a day. And they go to mental health facilities, juvenile detention centers, hospices, different locations all throughout San Diego. And it's all volunteer run. The volunteers go man the visits, they take the animals, and then there's one part-time staff person that coordinates everything. So the Humane Society sends out surveys when the agencies are reaching the end of their visit time, because they're visited for a year, and then they're put on a wait list if they want to be visited again later on, and the wait list is about 8 months. And the survey has about 5 questions on it that are Likert scale questions that asks about benefits and improvement, satisfaction, and how the staff did. And then at the very bottom, there's an open-ended question where it's just open for comments. And that is what I used and I evaluated. I evaluated all the comments that were made. And those are all compiled on an ongoing basis into an Excel database by the coordinator, and the identifiers were removed for this study. And I did receive IRB approval from San Diego State University. So 2 pages were used to create the initial code book, and then I applied that code book to a third page, and myself and my advisor, Dr. Ayala, coded that third page, made some corrections to it, and then applied the code book to the rest of the transcripts. Here are the results. We calculated inter-rater reliability using Cohen's Kappa, and found that we had about 80% agreement on the initial page and then 74.85% agreement on the entire document. The areas we disagreed were, and we'll go over the code book structure, will make a little more sense, is when one of us coded a sentence with 2 codes and one kind of split it up and the other one didn't, so there was a no code versus actually having a code, or if one didn't place it in one of the main constructs and one did, and then also if one coded as a main construct and the other got more specific. And here's the code book structure. So you see here there's 3 components to each code, and the main constructs consisted of anticipation, benefits, gratitude, improvement, satisfaction, and then if it didn't fit in one of those 5, it would be coded as other. And then the sub-constructs correlate specifically with each main construct. Except for gratitude, they all have sub-constructs. Then the themes can be applied either to the main construct with the sub-construct or just the main construct. And the themes were animals, volunteers, staff visits, and programs. So as an overview of the results, you see here that 33% of the comments were about satisfactions, and then another 21% were about gratitude. So you see that the agencies are happy, satisfied, thankful that they're getting this visitation program coming to their agencies. And then much less than that, with 13% being benefits, and then 8% anticipation and 11% improvements. So agencies are pretty happy. And then with the themes, you see that 30% of the comments didn't even have a theme. So they were just either the main construct and sub-construct, or just the main construct alone. And then second to that is 29% being comments regarding animals. Benefits, you'll see that 49%, so almost 50% of the benefits were unspecified, so they were comments like, the residents benefited a lot, but they didn't specify if it was something psychological or social or a physical benefit. And then 30% of the benefit comments were psychological. As you see here on the bottom, that animals and program, if you combine those categories, it made up 64% of the reason for all of the benefits and 68% of the reason for just the psychological benefits. Here's some comments, some examples of the comments on for benefits. Can you guys read those? And there were a lot that just really showed how the animals and the volunteers touched the lives of the agencies. Here is gratitude. So gratitude, you see that 70% of the gratitude wasn't even specified as a theme. These were comments such as, thank you very much, just real quick comments, thank you, we appreciate you, nothing specific. And then much less than that is gratitude towards the program. So here's a couple gratitude examples. And then the improvements. So you see that 80% of the improvements were regarding the animals. So most of them were wanting more puppies, kittens, dogs, and cats. That's what they want, and it's sometimes not possible. If there's a volunteer that can't bring their animals, there's no puppies that are 6 months of age and under and have no medical holds. So there's some limitations to what the program can do for bringing those type of animals, but you see that the rest of the improvements are very small compared to wanting more and different types of animals. Here's some improvement quotes. And then satisfaction. As you remember, satisfaction was the number one category, main construct, and then 38% of the satisfaction was due to animals, and that was actually the number one comment stated. And then second to that is 21% with the program and 20% with the volunteers. So satisfaction is a little more diverse in how it broke down into the themes. And then most of the satisfaction, the subconstructs, was residents or staff satisfaction, and most wasn't specified. Here's some satisfaction quotes. And then anticipation and other quotes. I didn't make graphs for those because they were so small and they didn't really show anything surprising. The other quotes generally were facts about the agencies. As you see here, the children are intensive care unit, which is locked, so just facts about the agencies. So just a very brief discussion, again, as Dr. Beck mentioned, with the animals as a source of social support. So although these animals, I mean, they're coming once a month for 1 hour, it's not ownership, but they may be providing these people who don't have anybody there with them, they may be lonely, so they may be providing them with a source of social support that they aren't receiving. And that goes for both the residents or the clients that are living there, staying there, and also the staff that's working there may provide social support for them too. And then with social lubricants, so animals enhancing human-to-human interaction. So animals giving a topic of conversation, so they can, a person sees an animal and then starts talking about their old animals, their memories, and that just helps bring up conversations and provide people something to talk about. There are limitations. It's obviously this study, the survey was not meant to be evaluated in this fashion, and it wasn't created for evaluation purposes, and that's also why I am going to do a more thorough program evaluation in the coming year. There is potential for bias for who is actually completing the survey. The happy agencies are completing the survey versus the agencies that aren't enjoying the program. However, one of the questions on the survey is, do you want to be put on the wait list? So that does kind of increase the chance of them returning the survey. And then with generalizability, this is just one Humane Society and their program. So they do visit a lot of agencies, but it's one program and it's structured a certain way. So it may not generalize to other pet-assisted therapy programs. So just a conclusion, and this program is anecdotally successful. You see that the agencies are happy, they're satisfied, they're thankful that they're being visited by the animals and the volunteers, but it does need to be evaluated more thoroughly, and then that's what I'm going to hopefully take on within the next year in my thesis. So.